Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I see that the Health Ministry in Gaza has now said that 81 people have been killed in the last 24 hours there in Gaza. We'll keep a close eye on any developments on that hoped-for ceasefire. Spain has announced plans to impose a tax of up to 100% on property bought by non-residents from countries outside the EU, including the UK, in an aim to tackle the country's housing crisis. Now, the measure was one of a dozen unveiled earlier this week by the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez, because the government is seeking to quell mounting anger over housing costs. They've soared far beyond the reach of so many in Spain. Well, I'm joined by Guy Hedgecoe, who's a freelance journalist in Spain, and also Martin Hayes, who's an Irish solicitor with Swan Partners in Valencia. And Guy, I'll begin with you. Drastic times call for drastic measures, it would seem, because the politicians are dealing with public anger over rising housing costs. And those, the anger has reached a point where something as drastic as this has had to be put on the table. Is that what's happened?
Yes, that's right, Claire. I mean, the housing crisis has become arguably the dominant political issue here in Spain over the last few months. Really, since the pandemic, rental costs in particular have been spiralling, making them unaffordable for many Spaniards, particularly younger people. And the problem is particularly bad in the bigger cities. So here in Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia, Seville, those sort of cities, but also some medium-sized cities, the capitals of provinces. Even in those sort of places, rents have become unaffordable for a lot of people. And I think this this range of measures, including this new or this increase in the tax for non-EU residents, announced by the government, that's a response to this, and it's acknowledgement by the government of how serious this situation is and that it needs to act.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know Pedro Sánchez is under huge pressure, and I saw some reports that he might be struggling even to keep his government in office. What's the reaction been to this suite of measures he's proposed?
Well, I suppose you could say it's been a mixed reaction. I mean, in terms of people affected, obviously the people most directly affected are potential buyers. So there have been people in the UK who were thinking about buying here in Spain who have expressed concern about this. Politically speaking, the right-wing opposition has been very critical of the government's measures, saying that they're too interventionist, that the government of Pedro Sánchez is trying to meddle in the market. It's trying to punish people rather than providing incentives. So that's been a response on the right. But also to the left of Pedro Sánchez, he's a socialist, but he has parliamentary allies to his left who are saying he needs to go further. He needs to be more interventionist in the market because things have got so out of control. So that gives you an idea as to sort of the mixed response to this and how difficult it might be for him to get this through Parliament eventually.
So the bottom line with this is, let's say there is a house in Spain priced at €200,000. If you are British, you're going to pay €400,000 for that house. Is that it?
Well, yes, that's correct. If the government sets the tax at 100%, what it has said is that it would tax people up to 100%. So we don't know exactly what the rate will be, if it will be as high as 100, but it certainly looks like it would be pretty high. And the government seems to feel that there are enough homes that are being bought by non-EU residents. For example, it gave a figure of 27,000 such purchases in 2023. So it seems to feel that this is a substantial part of the market and that this is affecting ordinary Spaniards. And it means that, on the one hand, these properties are being used as investments in many cases. That's pushing costs up, pushing prices up. And on the other hand, they're depriving ordinary Spanish people of affordable property. So that's a sort of the twofold idea behind this.
So the 27,000 properties, are they being purchased in the main in holiday hotspots, or are British people now investing in apartments in the cities?
Well, mainly the places where these properties are being bought mainly are, yes, those holiday hotspots, the Canary Islands, the Balearic Islands, the Costa del Sol down in the south, and then the Costa Blanca, so that sort of eastern Mediterranean coast around the city of Valencia, for example. Those are the main areas where these kinds of properties are being bought. And you mentioned the British there. The British are still, despite Brexit, they're the biggest foreign community who buy property in Spain, inside the European Union or outside it. That's still the case since Brexit. But you also have other big buyers like Moroccans, the Chinese as well, buy a lot of property in Spain. So those are some of the nationalities who are likely to be affected by this measure.
Guy, stay with us. As I said, Martin Hayes is with us. Martin is an Irish solicitor in Valencia. Martin, you're very welcome to the programme. Now, you must be concerned that putting something this on the table, and it's not approved yet, but that it's going to send these prospective buyers from the UK running from Spain to a place where they don't have to pay anything like this tax.
Okay, well, I suppose really we're just... Good morning, Claire, and thank you very much for having me on the show. First of all, I see really the main reaction to that is just one of uncertainty at the moment. And it's natural because there's very little clarity in the measure concerning the tax aspects of it in any case. Mm-hmm. We've had kind of rumblings about this before Christmas, but really... I picked up on some chatter some months ago, and it was more based towards the plusvalía aspect, which is a type of capital gains tax that applies on exit. So, in other words, when you're selling the property. So the idea was that, you know, the person would acquire the property and then be penalised then if they sold within a period of 3 years, 5 years, which seems to be a more... proportional response, I believe, in places where there is a pressure on housing and access to social housing.
And tell me about your own business. Do you deal in the main with people who are coming in from outside of Spain to buy property?
Yes, Claire. So about 60% of my own work would be dedicated entirely to looking after people investing in property in Spain. This is what I've been doing for the last 20 years here, believe it or not.
So, but you obviously see the pressure that's on the housing market then and how frustrated Spanish people are at the prices that they're being forced to pay.
I suppose really I'm living here as well. So as we've all seen the post-COVID reality, I think it's a situation which is common to many, many countries. I do believe, though, that this particular measure is very much weighted in terms of this of the non-resident of the overseas buyer. In reality, Spain has a very, very dynamic property market, and what works in one area and what might be true in one area, like downtown Madrid, may be very different to places such as Javia, Denia, Moreira, and parts of Marbella, where they are absolutely dependent on this sort of inward investment coming in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm all about proportionality and really having a solution that guarantees on one side the very definite need for access to social housing. So obviously there's a huge need there, and nobody's saying otherwise. And I think it's cross-party now at this stage as well, where parties are coming together and if anything, from Pedro Sánchez's announcement on Monday, it stimulated debate, and this debate needs to happen because clearly access to housing needs to be addressed.
Yeah, but this, if this were to come to pass, Martin, I'm sure you would agree, it would essentially be prohibitive for anyone from outside the EU to buy a property in Spain.
We'd have to look at the detail. In any piece of legislation that comes through addressing this, we'd have to see what are the nuts and bolts. So in other words, we have, for example, there's something a little bit similar where you're buying a new build property. It's not on the basis of whether you're a non-resident or resident, but basically whether you're buying the house for your own personal residence. So if you're buying a new build property today in Spain, the type of tax that applies is VAT or IVA here, and that's at 10%. And if you're buying it as an investment, an additional stamp duty applies of 1.5%. Now, what happens there is that if you are buying it for your own personal residence, then it comes down to 0.01%, so it's minimal. Mm-hmm. So you'd imagine that if somebody is coming in from a non-EU country and purchasing a property for their own residence, then you would have some sort of a clawback provision, I would imagine.
Right.
Just for basic legal reasons as well.
Well, Guy, to come back to you on that, we're a long way from having any sort of detail at that level about this proposal, but it would be subject, the whole thing would be subject to Congress approval, and that is going to be a difficult process, is it?
Yes, I think it is. I mean, there does seem to be a consensus across the political spectrum that there is a problem here, and that the problem is mainly caused by a lack of supply in the housing sector. There's just not enough affordable accommodation available. But that's really where the consensus seems to end in terms of the divide between left and right, certainly. The parties on the left have a very different view of this to the parties on the right. The majority, the parliamentary majority that Pedro Sanchez has here is very fragile and it's very narrow. So he would need all his allies on board to push something like this through. It may be a question of pushing through some of these 12 measures that he announced earlier this week, and some of the others either get changed fairly radically or just don't get through. Mm-hmm. But the big question, obviously, is whether this particular one regarding overseas purchases gets through. There's really no way of knowing at the moment. But I think we can expect a very lively debate in Congress.
Certainly. And Martin, the good news for intending Irish purchasers, if they're looking towards Spain, this doesn't affect them because we're in the EU.
Sure, absolutely. And there are other schemes and proposals under consideration which would extend possibly interesting opportunities for Irish buyers as well. At the moment, it's on the table whereby if a person was to come along, buy a property and rent it out, respecting the minimum or the maximum rental caps, then they could have up to 100% tax relief and also guaranteed income. So, for example, a property in downtown Valencia, 1,400 euro a month, could be accessed by somebody who needs social housing for 670 euro. To 900 euro.
All right.
So these are the type of measures we need.
Right. Well, listen, we'll leave it there. Thank you both, Martin Hayes and Guy Hedgeco, talking there about people thinking about buying a property in Spain. Really is the gilded few, isn't it? I mean, people would be fortunate enough to have a roof over their own heads here in Ireland. Now, coming up next, from the LA wildfires to our own recent cold snap, just how prepared are we for extreme weather events?
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.